beat the dead horse, but, you know, in the comments and realize that negotiations continue to be. Is there an end in sight for that? Or does this have to wait until the next major renewal contract or what? And again, I have to, say that, we said before, I don't understand what's so hard about doing a time part. That item there, realizing that as John, an item for labor negotiation, it absolutely kind of stupefies me that there are effects on that.
So, a couple of updates. One is the project managers, I want to make sure to clarify, are indeed filling out the timesheet. So, we are accounting for time from the project manager, so I don't want anybody to think that there is no time accounting going on. So, to clarify that. In terms of the bargaining, just today I actually received an update. We've, in essence, configured it in two out of three areas. We have that one outstanding item. Again, it's a process, and I can't speak for the other party, but we are making a good faith effort, and we are moving the ball forward. But again, it's a process, and I don't intend to speak for the other party in this process.
So, relative to the management, keeping time accountable, is that just for their hours, or are they trying to account for the hours that all the personnel under their supervision are doing, so at least you're trying to do a better accounting of the hourly work throughout the department and office?
At this point, it's only their time. That idea, the concept has been brought up, so we're looking into that. It might be that it might come to the fact that we may end up coming to agreement prior to that being a necessity, but we're exploring that option as well.
Okay. Mr. O'Neill, and then
I don't understand how you can have a supervisor who doesn't know the time that those state supervisors are spending on any given task. If it is too odious for the workers to keep track of their time, for whatever reason, then their manager or their supervisor should know when they've given them a task and when that task is completed, whether it's an all-day task or a three-hour task, whatever they're doing, if we're splitting their time. I'm just trying to understand how something as simple and basic as accounting for what you do in that 8 hours that you're being paid becomes a bargaining issue. But even so, put it on the managers. And the managers should know where their people are spending their time. If they're not, then I question whether or not we actually have good management. Again, this is about results. It's not about everybody having a place to go 40 hours a week. So, there's an accounting that has to be given in exchange for a simple majority to get bond money. You don't want to do the accounting and you don't want us, that's fine. Go for the super majority and you don't have to put up with any of this. So it comes with the territory. Thank you.
Mr. Carrier,
Mr. O'Gary, what are the other districts doing? How do they do this? Did they plan ahead and have it in the contract with the union?
So my understanding is that in terms of the research that we did locally, my understanding is that there are no other districts that do it this particular way. There's a process where, for example, Rosemont does a time certification where they do 2 weeks out of each quarter, which that does not necessitate the need to bargain. But what we are trying to do here is different than that. It's an ongoing process, so that would necessitate, again, the need to negotiate over or bargain over impact and effects. Not to say that we can't do this. I want to be trying to clear. What I'm trying to express is if you are going to do this, then that's when you get into a negotiation over the impacts and effects of actually doing this process.
I don't want to nitpick, but the auditor seems to be pretty adamant that it was common practice in other districts that have bonds. So that's why I asked what are other districts doing and how do they do this, and our district can't or hasn't.
Again, from what my understanding is, with particular to bond, the bond program, we did not find that the district that was doing the process this way. It's not to say it's not happening, but within the state of California, again, that might be different than what they may have experienced in other states. So, bottom line, we are working forward, we're bargaining in good faith, and again, we've already contributed on to the areas that have been identified. So, I can't speak for the other side, and we're making some good progress.
Thank you. Mr. Morgan.
And Mr. I compliment you on negotiating and going forward on that. I would think that in the meantime, if I needed to do a performance audit right now, I could say this person who we're negotiating with, they work 3/4 time on this project and 1/4 on this project. This person works half time here and here. So in the interim, we could solve that problem and get ahead of the game. So when we finish negotiations, it's all tidied up nice and neat. But in the meantime, if we wanted to proceed and satisfy the conditions of the performance audit, we could band-aid something to show our progressiveness to achieve that goal. It would seem to me that's doable.